the fourth generation in my maternal family living in Yuma, Arizona. I was born in Yuma and have lived here all of my life. I definitely consider Yuma my home because I have been to many other places and nowhere feels quite the same to me. Being in other places, I feel out of place. In Yuma, I know my surroundings and I know I am home. Living in Yuma for 19 years, I have come to know a lot about my town. Yuma was originally inhabited by the Colorado River Indian tribes, the Quishan and the Kokopah. In the 1700s, the Spanish came and settled near Indian Hill in Yuma. The Indians then massacred the Spanish settlers who remained gone for some time. In the early 1800s, Mexicans resettled in the area alongside the native peoples. In the mid-1800s, white settlers came into the area. The U.S. Army established Fort Yuma around the time of the California Gold Rush. In the late 1800s, farming developed in Yuma. At the turn of the century, irrigation was developed. I drive around blasting country music and get weird looks for it, but I don't care because this is who I am. I love driving down county roads and avoiding crazy traffic. I do not like big cities because I despise all of the traffic that comes with it. I also love the smell of dust in the air when I drive down a dirt road, which most people don't. I can drive just out of town and see nothing but desert land and cacti, which I love. A dominating feature of the West is its aridness, particularly Yuma because it is in the Sonoran Desert. Being in the desert, Yuma always has beautiful weather. I can always tell when it is going to rain just by looking at the sky and the smell in the air. It does not rain much in Yuma, but when it does, it is amazingly beautiful. After it rains, when I go outside, it is beautiful and one of my favorite smells. It gets very hot in the summer, but I do not mind because I love to swim. Swimming is good exercise and relaxes me. It makes me feel as if I am weightless. Winter, on the other hand, is a completely different story. I get cold very easily because I am small, but everyone else exclaims how beautiful Yuma is in the winter. I complain I am cold, but Yuma winters are beautiful compared to most other places. I have even lived in a different house in Yuma and despised it. I love my current residence and do not think I could live anywhere else. No other place in the world could ever take the place of my home. It is the only one that I remember. My current house is my home and always will be. For me, home is not just where you live. Home is where you can go and have no worries in the world. I can go anywhere else in the world, but Yuma will always be my home. Like Judy Garland said, there is no place like home. I am a firm believer in this quote because I know firsthand it is true.